The general manager of Manitoba Pork suggests the renewal of the Canada-United States-Mexico agreement needs to be the number one priority of governments in Canada from coast to coast. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For QuickBooks Repair or QuickBooks Conversions, visit QuickBooksRepairPro.com. That's QuickBooksRepairPro.com. Results guaranteed.
The first mandatory joint review of the Canada-United States-Mexico agreement officially starts July 1st. An article circulated through Manitoba community newspapers and posted to the Manitoba Pork website looks at the challenges facing agriculture and issues a call to leadership. Cam Dahl, the general manager of Manitoba Pork, suggests while it is important to focus on having more value-added processing here at home and diversifying our export markets, we can't forget about our closest and largest export market.
The U.S. is our largest market. Our largest market for Canada in almost everything. And we do need to look at diversification. We do need to look at other markets. But that proximity of our North American partners isn't going to change. And so, you know, it's absolutely critical that the renewal of the Canada-US-Mexico agreement be the number one priority for governments from coast to coast. If we can come out of the review and the renegotiation with most of that agreement still intact and continue to move agriculture and food products across North America in an integrated way, that again will help insulate us from the rest of that instability. And the flip side of that is if we come out of this with the United States withdrawing from the agreement or with tariffs in place on agriculture and food products, that is going to have a significant impact on the Canadian economy and on farmers from coast to coast.
Dahl notes, all one has to do is look at the price of gas today and then think about how food gets to the grocery store to recognize the impact that the increase in the cost of energy is going to have on the cost of farm inputs, the cost of running processing plants, and the cost of food. Dahl's article can be accessed at manitobapork.com. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.